Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm not going to say anything about my horse more. It's nothing about it at all. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blessing. Did I say that? I think I did. We're having a great visit with Janice Kephart, IdentityStrategyPartners.com. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
IdentityStrategyPartners.com. And I want that music website. Folks, she's a really talented songwriter, singer, poet. Give us that your other website.
It's JaniceKephartMusic.info, JaniceKephart Music.info. That's my most recent project I'm really proud of.
Yeah, on the Grammy list. You need to go check that out. And as I've said many times before, folks, on the show, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. So Janice, and folks, she's one of the great thinkers and thought leaders in national security, cybersecurity, border security. She's got the credentials to back her up. What about going forward? Where is this? What's going to happen to this bunch of folks down the border that are trying to get in? Is this going to wind up being overall a game changer for this kind of behavior to protect our borders, or is it gonna blow up in our face?
I think it's going to depend a lot on the deft handling. I think there are a lot of variables out there right now. I think it has the potential to change the landscape on how the rest of the world sees us in terms of sort of we've been walked all over. We've been walked into for years,
right?
Unabashedly. And I do think this hold-the-line approach of the president.
We have to control our borders, Janice, don't we? We have to control our borders.
Yeah, the visuals coming out of this are not good. I mean, it's not fun to see the photos of the tear gas and the children and all of that. But we have to accept that we have invited to some degree this type of behavior by allowing the discussion
and the
abuse of our laws to get so out of control for so long. It has been years in the making, this caravan.
And can I say one thing here real quick, Janice? Folks, there's complicity on both sides of the aisle, and here's why I say that. If the Republicans and the Democrats really want to fix this, they could. This issue is too important of a political fundraising football for both sides. I don't think they're ever going to really fix this, Janet. I hate to be so cynical about this, but I think there's complicity on both sides. What do you think?
There is on some parts of the immigration issue for sure. If you're talking about legal immigration, there's absolutely complicity on both sides in terms of they sort of agree on a lot of it. When it comes to the actual physical demarcation of the border, there's a lot more agreement there. And I think there's the ability to move forward. Despite the horrible rhetoric that's on either side,
right. There
is more agreement about that the border needs to be secure. There's not agreement necessarily about who should be able to come in, but there is agreement about the physicality of
that's
the border.
That's an interesting analysis.
I think that's something that we can move forward on better than some of these other things. Some of these other things like asylum and the legal issues and the regulatory issues and the bureaucratic issues, those can be solved by an administration. Not completely, because they end up with the backlog from the prior administration and everything else. But they can begin to be ratcheted down.
Well, let me ask you, before we go, of the people on the border down there right now, how many of them will get in that will be able to stay? legally.
I think if the president holds the line, a small amount. A lot of them are going to be in
100,000
to leave on their own. I think they're going to, if they're not seeing their people are going to be able to get through, if they're not being held in good conditions by the Mexican government, there's going to be a wearing down effect. And I think they're going to begin to.
Are we going to contribute some money to help them go home? I think that's one thing we're going to see probably coming up before long.
That may be. And also, we probably will do some asylums, some minimal asylums.
IdentityStrategyPartners.com. That's our website. Janice, good job today. Come back soon and keep singing.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Janice Kephart, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.